got a bird up on me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful day and many more in the weather forecast, that's for sure, as well as 97.1 FM, soon to be 1400 AM once again, KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. Going to be in the mid-70s today by this weekend, in the 80s, upper 80s, pushing 90 by Tuesday, Wednesday. I know on the calendar it's not summer yet, but sure feels like it. Anyway, we've got another good show for you today. First up, I'm really looking forward to this first segment. We'll meet Danette and Bradley Carnegie. They have started the Sunday Cottage Market, which debuted last Sunday, I believe, in Farm and Park in downtown Sandpoint. And I know you're dying to find out what that is all about. Well, they're going to tell us what that's all about. And in our second segment, we will welcome back in Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center, find out what's happening at the Senior and Daybreak Centers for the month of June. And I can't quite smell it yet, but I think, not sure, but I'm pretty sure there's a barbecue this month of June at the Senior Center. We'll find out. And in our final segment today, always a pleasure to welcome in Lauren from the Panada Theater. Take a look at the lineup for a busy month of June at the Panada. So all of that going on this show today. But first, what else is going on? Let's see here. The 15th Annual Sand Creek Paddlers Challenge is this Saturday. It's a fun and exciting event for families and serious racers alike. The event is all about fun and some healthy competition if you choose. It's a 4-mile paddle round trip up and back on Sand Creek. There's awards in several divisions and things like that. It's open to canoes, kayaks, and so forth. And you can Google that or call the Chamber of Commerce to find out more about the Sand Creek Paddlers Challenge. The KNPS Annual Native Plant Sale, that's the Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society's plant sale, is happening Saturday at the Arboretum in Lakeview Park on Ella, 9 a.m. until 1. Trust me, I know from experience those plants go fast, so you want to get there early for best selection. That's this Saturday at Lakeview Park. Their annual Arbor Day celebration is a Saturday, partnering with the City of Sandpoint in Lakeview Park as well, and that's going on from 10 until 2, so just go plan on hanging out there. Let's see, lots going on at the Panada, but we'll talk more about that when Lauren gets here. The Hive has Leroy Bell and his Only Friends making the triumphant return to Sandpoint. I know I've seen them at the Panada at least once and opening at the festival at Sandpoint a few years back. Just great, great show. And one of my favorite band names of all time, Leroy Bell and his Only Friends. I think that is absolutely awesome. If you're thinking about going to Silverwood this weekend, it's Teacher Appreciation Weekend. All teachers and school personnel receive free admission to Silverwood Theme Park, and it's appropriate with school years winding down. Plus, immediate family members, spouses, and kids also receive a discounted rate. For more information, go to Silverwood's Facebook page or Google them online. Also on Sunday, I believe it is. Yeah, Sunday, the third annual Festival at Sandpoint virtual auction will come to an end. So go to festival@sandpoint.com and put in your last minute bids on that this weekend. And as I mentioned on Sunday, the local cottage market is happening in Farm and Park from 10 until 6. And Danette and Bradley Carnegie are with us to tell us all about that in just a couple of minutes. And also we have Brenda and Marie from the Senior Center and Lauren from the Panada Theater. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Trinity at City Beach in 113 Main are gearing up for our most exciting and challenging summer seasons yet. We're looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join our teams. We'll be hiring dining room, lounge, and kitchen staff for a fast-paced, high-volume environment on the shores of Lake Ponderay or in the heart of downtown Sandpoint. Join our teams this summer by dropping off your application and or resume or call us at 208-255-7558. Stop in soon at either Trinity at City Beach or 113 Main.
You've heard them announce it on the news, high wind warnings. For most people, that just means hide the patio furniture. But if you own private timberland, a high wind warning could wind up costing you thousands of dollars in downed timber and cleanups. Idaho Forest Group can help you prepare for wind damage to your forest land and maintain its value. We'll send one of our foresters to do a no-cost survey of your forest and come up with a strategy to minimize the damage winds can do. The strategy can also help reduce the risk of damages from fires, insects, or disease as well. And if selective thinning is recommended, you might decide to sell merchantable trees. Idaho Forest Group is a rock-solid company with years of experience in the region. We know exactly what to do, and we'll be here to help maintain your healthy forests in the future. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland and stand to lose money in the next windstorm, contact us to schedule a forester visit at ifg.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
KSPT 1400. KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by Danette and Bradley Carnegie are with us. They have started what they're calling the Sunday Cottage Market in Farm and Park in Sandpoint on Sundays. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
And it's great having you here. And just like anybody out in listener land, what is the Sunday Cottage Market? What are you guys all about?
Well, Bob, we're about getting the crafters and the local skilled people together. Mm-hmm. Just providing that access to the tourist season for our community during this awesome tourist time.
And we're having some awesome weather for it.
Oh, my gosh.
So what
great.
Gave you the idea and the inspiration for this as opposed to the Saturday farmer's market, for example?
Well, the farmer market is amazing, Bob. We really love them. Bradley is an amazing artist, and he is my inspiration. We didn't know we were going to go market, Bob. We tried to go brick and mortar. The bank said, wait 2 years. Well, my realtor said, wait 2 years. And so I was like, I have my business license today. And so I just called up City Hall and I said, hey, City Hall, is there a local space available where we can start hosting a market so that my husband's art can get out there? And we considered the farmer market, of course, mm-hmm. and we love them. That's 6 hours of amazing vending time for those locals. And we were just hoping to open up that space to the community and create a little bit bigger stage for people to have more access during the tourist season. And the City Hall was so supportive. They were like, whoa, wait, we've never had another market in town. What does mm-hmm. this look like?
That's what my first reaction was. Like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Why is there a Sunday thing, and is there a market, so to speak, for that?
We're there to complement the farmer's market. So they get it's so exciting to have a whole weekend of vending in the same
yeah.
space.
Because like
the community knows where to find us. And, you know, farmer market is just so amazing. And now we get to fill in that extra space at the park and bring in more artisans and broadcast their awesomeness to the community right there in the heart of Sandpoint.
Where it all started, too, Farman Park is where Sandpoint was established. So the Farmans are amazing. And we'd love to, you know, bring honor to that family for giving us Sandpoint. So,
are you guys from here?
Yes, fifth generational.
Outstanding to hear.
I was born under a tree just down the road, Bob.
And my family's been here since before the town was established. They were loggers and fishermen.
I was going to say, they must have been loggers or fishermen.
Yeah.
Huckleberry pickers, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to hear. So you had this idea, decided that, yeah, we have this little gap on Sundays, want to keep it going all weekend, which I think is sensational. How did you go from that dream to making this a reality?
We are so grassroots.
We're blessed and highly favored.
We've had, well, first it started with calling City Hall and saying, hey, you know, I really want to be in the community. And we did a 5-page proposal there. Cassidy, she's amazing. She took us on. She got us in front of the board there. And City Hall, you know, I said, I just told them, I was very transparent and honest. I said, artist therapy. And we have an amazing tourist season down here. We would love to access for those local artists. I don't know about you, Bob, but we had 7 months of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are making babies or they're making something else. So that's kind of what people are out here doing is making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's their livelihood. And so having a bigger access to the community at the end of winter, when spring opens up, is amazing. And so people can really be able to reach with their connect with their community. And it's accessible, it's affordable, it's flexible. We like to go day by day with each vendor. So every Sunday you see something a little bit new because there's not the same vendors every Sunday. So it's exciting.
Wow, that led right into my next question. So first off, how did it go last Sunday opening it up? And I was going to ask you, have the same vendors every week or is it slightly different? And how does that work?
Well, what we like to say is that we encourage people to sign up ahead in advance because it is first come, first serve. So if you're there and you say, I want these dates, we reserve those dates on the master map for you. And a lot of people, they have a busy summer. They can't be mm-hmm. there for every Sunday, which is so exciting because that leaves space for other people to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some people who are just committed all the way through the season. They're so excited. They want to be there. Other people, they're just there for a couple of days. You know, we'll be here because these are the days where we want to be there.
I would imagine there's some artists, say, just for example, maybe make jewelry, but hey, I'm just one person. I can only make so much.
That is so true. And people, I got this one woman, she just got back from Hawaii and she has amazing jewelry. And, gosh, she's like, if I sell out too fast, I'm going to have to make a whole bunch more before I can come back.
It's a good problem to have when your table sells out.
Yeah.
You know, when you have to worry about what am I going to put on the table for this week? Well, it brings new stuff to the customers and, you know, it keeps you on your toes. So.
And, it's good, I think, for artists, too, that they know they don't have to commit to every single Sunday for the entire summer.
Summers are just so busy for people, and there's other things going on. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of vendors who are like, hey, you know, am I kicked out of the tribe if I go down in Hot Springs and vend? Mm-hmm. And no, you're safe with us. Just give us the dates that you need to be here, and those other dates, please enjoy summer the way that you would naturally go about life. Like, we're just here to complement, you know, the community and be as accessible and flexible as possible.
So how did the opening Sunday go? Had people heard about it? I mean, did people show up?
Well, Friday was our opening. It was grand opening Friday for the Sunday market. It was lovely. But it was more of a test show, and it was great. But Sunday was even better, and nobody even knew about us yet, Bob.
Yeah. They're just in town and like, what's going on in the park?
It was a happy surprise. They're like, well, I just have friends in town. I was going to show them the town. And all of a sudden, here we see a market on Sunday.
How many vendors did you have on last Sunday?
22 on Friday and 24 on Sunday. And this coming Sunday, we already have 26 vendors booked. I had two vendors call me before I walked into your door. Yeah. So
we still have 3 days left.
We're hoping to our cap for how much we can fit at the mm-hmm. park is 40 vendors, and gotcha. So that's my goal. I'm broke, Bob. I put all my money into this, and so the 20 vendors pays for what I've invested, and if I get more than that, it pays back my time and my further investments.
Yeah, we have a pay it forward business model, and the fact that anything a vendor pays we're going to make sure it rolls back forward to pay for another event forward. So we're already 5 events paid for, Bob.
Okay.
So we just want to continue to pay it forward and make sure this event stays, this environment stays available for people all season long.
Yeah. So all the money goes right back into the event.
And so, that answers my where is this going in the short term. How do you envision the cottage market? Just what are your dreams?
We have big dreams, big Bob. Dreams. That's a true question. This started off of a big dream. My husband is an amazing person. I really wanted him to be able to access the community. He has a lot to offer. I found out that that's true for a large percentage of our community. We have a lot to offer. And I want to be back every year. And like I said, this is new to City Hall. It is new to Sandpoint. It's new to us. It's new to the vendors. It's new to the people coming to see us. And everybody has said, thank you. Thank you for doing this. We need this. We love having you here. It is so wonderful to have an extra stage for the artists. I can't tell you how often people get a hold of us just to say thank you.
And I would imagine that vendors all through the downtown core that are open on Sundays are happy to see that there's another attraction to bring people into the downtown.
Absolutely. Yeah. Connie's is happy because we bring a lot of business to Connie's. The food court is equally as happy. They're getting some great business there.
I'm glad you mentioned the Oak Street Food Court, because if you haven't checked it out for a while, you need there's several new vendors in there, and it's thriving.
We have some good food and some good drinks.
We love working in synergistic relationships with people, and the food court was a great one. We also have local musicians that come down, and we might end up having busk. But to get back to your question, Bob, about the short term mm-hmm. of it is to connect the community in the heart of downtown. But the long-term dreams that we have is to get our own property and create a sustainable community where we can plug in artisans that maybe don't have the chops to be in the middle of town, but they mm-hmm. still have a great craft and they still need to make a living.
Love it.
So we can help them through consignments and through, you know, connecting them community through art projects. Heather Upton at the Cultural mm-hmm. Arts Committee, she is amazing.
She's on this show once a month.
Yeah, well, she's a great person.
She definitely got a hold of us, and she said, you know, I just love what you're doing because we're trying to bring the local arts and culture back to the center of Sandpoint.
She's so passionate about what she does.
She is.
She fits right in with us.
She called me till I answered the phone just to let us know that I align with the grassroots plans that we have to reconnect us with our original culture. So it's super exciting to be here at this grassroots level with the community. Also, about the local businesses, we definitely showcase the crafters and the skilled artisans and visionaries of the area. Mm-hmm. But coming out of COVID, it's been a long winter, a long reset for everybody. And so we've also invited some of those small business people to come to our cottage market to let people know where you're at. You know,
bring awareness
to your small business and what you're doing. You know, I have one gentleman there who he's just signing people up for his online physical training. And he's like, this is so much better than Instagram. I get to meet people face to face and say, this is where you can find me. And I'm part of your community. And so we're just here to really support those small businesses, those grassroots people who are trying to find their people and connect with the community.
The word community has come up about 100 times in the last 12, 14 minutes here. What can the community do to help you guys help this thing thrive?
Well, please tell your neighbors and friends that we're there. What we'd like to say is that we're people helping people help people. So when you come down and you support our local vendors, you're supporting your community. You're there. You're saying that we appreciate you being here. And it's just and that goes a long ways, Bob.
So if people are hearing this maybe for the first time today and they are an artist or they know somebody who might be interested in this, how do they contact you guys to get signed up or find out what it all entails?
Well, we're terrible at social media, Bob. We can't even figure out how to get our square started, to be honest with you.
You can find us at the Conscious Consumer Marketplace on Facebook.
Yes.
Conscious Consumer Marketplace.
You can help out by liking that page, follow what we're doing, send us a comment. If you're a vendor, you're interested in vending, please send us a message. If anybody knows of a 501c3 or charity in the local area, we want to be able to comp at least one booth space per event to a nonprofit. I just don't know very many nonprofits in town. So
there's 158 very active ones. So
I could definitely use some help there, Bob.
Yes, we would love to connect with a nonprofit in the area,
please,
Bob.
Please get a hold of us on that page, Conscious Consumer Marketplace, on Facebook, and let us know if you have any ideas.
Consumer Marketplace on Facebook, or just come out to the cottage market this Sunday or any Sunday. Except for June the 11th.
That's correct. There's an orchestra down at the Farm and Park that day.
And it happens to be our anniversary, so we're like,
perfect.
Why did June 11th not work? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good for you, Bradley. All the husbands out there going, wow, good for you.
I remembered, guys. You can do it, too.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday in Farm and Park, right in the heart of downtown Sandpoint. And Danette and Bradley, it's a pleasure to have met you guys, and I love what you're doing. And I'll definitely see you on Sunday.
I'm looking forward
to it.
Thank
you so much.
And I just want to give a shout-out to the Mountain Trader family up in Elmira. They're doing amazing things out there for the economy. And so also, please visit Mountain Trader out in Elmira.
Very good. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, it's our monthly segment with Marie and Brenda from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center. We'll find out what's happening there in the month of June. And Lauren Sanders also with us today from the Panada Theater, and they have a very busy month of June as well. So stick around.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com, 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, and as we are joined once a month, and I always look forward to that, to this, Marie and Brenda from the Sandpoint Senior and Daybreak Centers. Ladies, how are you?
Hi, Bob.
Great. How are you?
Brenda is so busy, she's still wearing her chef apron in here to show us that she should be over there cooking
lunch.
Listen,
I would have been in my nightgown if I didn't have to get dressed.
So what's going on? I hinted in the intro to today's program that I could smell barbecue going on at the senior center. Do we have our annual injectors car club barbecue?
Do you love great food? Classic car? Supporting the seniors? Yes. Those answers are yes. Our Father's Day barbecue, it's going to be on Saturday, the 17th, and June 17th, right at the senior center. And it's the Injectors Auto Club. So, yeah, you're going to get to see classic cars. They got a big barbecue going on out there. We're going to have live music. And it's just going to be just a big old party right there at the Senior Center. We want you all to come by, check it out, check out the facility. Of course, it's open for events if you need to rent the facility for any kind of a party. We got that going on.
So how much – I go to this barbecue every year, mm-hmm. and just tell the folks how much does it cost, and I'll tell you what you get.
How's okay. that? Well, adults are $10 per plate, and kids are 12 and under are $5.
And there's hamburgers and smoky dogs and all the fixings.
All the fixings.
You know, all injectors, volunteers, you know, they make the pasta salads and potato salads.
All kinds of sides.
Yeah, it's a great, great lunch you're helping a great cause and you're getting this great meal, and then they go overboard on desserts.
They do.
And, of course, with the injectors, you know, the Van Horns, et cetera, out there with all of their cars. So it's like a little mini Lost in the 50s.
Yep.
And is there live music this year?
Yeah, they say there is. It doesn't say on our flyer what the music is, but it says with live music. So they had it last year.
Well, let's start a rumor. It's U2.
Yeah.
U2.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. Sure anyway, so it's Saturday, June 17th, the day before Father's Day, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Senior Center, 820 Main Street. As Brenda said, adults $10 per plate, kids 12 and under just $5. There's live music, and it helps support the Sandpoint Area Seniors Nutrition Program. And it's just a lot of fun. You'll come out and see friends, and I know that like last year, you know, coming out of the pandemic and all of that, I saw people I hadn't seen in 2 or 3 years. It was like, hey, so that's all pretty cool. So what else is going on at the Senior Center in June?
Well, I want to add also, mm-hmm. Bob, that we do most of our celebrations on the Thursday before the like the Father's Day thing. It's our lunch at work is
okay.
at the center is always the Thursday before. So if there's a holiday coming up, just know the seniors are having theirs the Thursday before. So, because we're also having a big barbecue, but that'll be, you know, the 16th. No, wait, it would be the 15th, right? Yeah, the 15th would be a Thursday. So, and that's, you know, by donation, come and have some barbecue with the seniors.
Oh,
also, okay. we're having a health symposium, and that's going to be tomorrow afternoon about 1 o'clock it starts, and you come by and get health screenings. They have booths. You go to different booths and get different health advice and screenings and stuff. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it sounds really fun, and it's this Friday starting at 1 o'clock.
And how do you find out more about that, or just go to your website at the sandpointareaseniors.org?
That's right, Bob. Go to the website, or you can call
263-6860.
You have the number.
I don't even have it in front of me anymore.
He already knows in my heart. Oh, that's great. Yeah, and all the other things, we need more players for the games, for cribbage games. We need more players for the pinochle. And also, we're screaming for, guess what, volunteers. So if anybody wants to volunteer, we're open for it.
Yeah, and you have your Meals on Wheels program that you know, you always need. And it's not like taking away 40 hours out of your week or anything like that. There's small shifts, but it's
right.
there's a lot of gratification in delivering meals to people who are homebound. And
that's right.
And that's wonderful. Speaking of homebound, Marie, that's our cue to talk about the Daybreak Center.
Yeah,
how are things over there?
Thank you so much. It's good to see you. We're just getting more people, which is nice. And sometimes we don't even turn on the TV or music. We just sit and visit all day,
mm-hmm.
and they love it. They're just so excited, and they're making friends, and they look out for each other, and it's really cute. And we have one dear little lady that's in her 90s, and she gets up and hugs everybody goodbye, and she's like my little personal greeter, and it's just adorable. We just have the nicest time, and I have a new employee there named Barb that is just a gift from God. She is so good to me and so good to those people. She used to work at Panhandle Special Needs, so she really loves it. It's her mm-hmm. given choice. She loves it so much. So we have a lot of fun, and we laugh all day, and people just, it's really refreshing, and it gives their loved ones a break.
Their caregiver.
The respite, you know, so they can go on doctor's appointments or one lady goes and gets a massage, and another lady gets her hair done. And so it's just kind of a break for everybody.
Yeah.
And we have so much fun. It's just hard to believe. We look at each other sometimes and go, it's the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, just, good for you.
Yeah, we're having fun. So please come by or give us a call. And that's 265-8127. And, give us a call and come on by and we'll be happy to make you coffee, and we have cookies, and we get lunches from the senior center of all places, and they are bragging about the food, just so you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's Brenda over here. She is
the head chef.
And to learn more about the Daybreak Center or the Senior Center, it's a great website, sandpointareaseniors.org. And the whole monthly lineup is there, Wind Bridges and Bunko and Cribbage and the Fit and Fall Proof. We mentioned the Father's Day barbecue, which is Saturday before the actual Father's Day, June 17th from 10 until 2. And you also are continuing to have the Old Time Fiddler Jam. That'll be on June 24th at 3. And that's a very special. And, coming up right after that, believe it or not, will be the Independence Day lunch, because we're only a month away from 4th of July.
Thursday before.
Yeah, the Thursday before, as you mentioned. And I really suggest if you want to learn more about either a Daybreak Center or Senior Center, you get their newsletter. You could either subscribe or just it's online and at sandpointareaseniors.org. And you can check it out and find out what you too can volunteer for. And how are you doing on employees? You were looking for help a month or so ago.
Yeah, I think we're doing okay for the employee situation right now. And as if we get more people, then I might start the search again. But
and I want to mention before we go off the air that Danette and Bradley, who were just here, are at their Sunday cottage market every Sunday, want to donate a table or a booth to a nonprofit. And you guys should do that.
Great.
They just said, we will.
Yes, all right. We will.
Brenda Marie, thanks for joining us
every month.
I always look forward to it, and we will see you at the Father's Day barbecue.
All right.
Make our day. Thank you so much.
We are going to take our final break, and when we come back, Lauren Sanders from the Panada Theater will be with us. Another busy month at the Panada. I want to talk a little bit about some shows they had last month as well, so stick around.
Get a great deal and save more today on a brand new Hyundai at Midway Hyundai.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Hyundai.
Workday, play day, every day,
Hyundai.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Hyundai.
Save every day at Midway Hyundai.
Why spend all day at the dealership? At Midway Hyundai, you save time with our fast lane delivery process. Complete all your paperwork and drive home in your new Hyundai in 60 minutes or less. Drive into the Midway fast lane today and start enjoying your new Hyundai in less than an hour.
Save every day at Midway Hyundai.
It's worth the drive to save today at Midway Hyundai. I-90 Autoplex and Post Falls, and go to Midway.com.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Hyundai.
Workday, play day, every day.
Every day at Midway Hyundai.
60-minute fast lane delivery begins once vehicle is selected and purchase price is agreed upon and or financing is approved.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday. Boy, the show is just whizzing by. Lauren from the Panada, thanks for joining us.
Hi,
again.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
There's here. People are in great moods. Before I forget, I promised I would mention that the Rodbenders are having their car show this weekend in Monner's Ferry. It reminded me of it when Brenda mentioned the Injectors Car Club. But that is this weekend in Monner's Ferry. Friday night is a parade of sorts, and then Saturday the event all day long. So you can check out the Rodbenders Facebook page. Learn more about that or just be in Bonner's Ferry this weekend. It should be cool
Is it kind of like Lost in the 50s
a bit? It is kind of like, but it's not necessarily classic cars.
Okay. So, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
That would be great. A lot going on at the Panada in the month of June. Last month, you mentioned something about Chautauqua, and I remember thinking to myself, I hope she's meaning the new old-time Chautauqua, because that is a great show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is actually a big show for us. We have – it's a fundraiser for the Panada. So we have a number of people who have actually donated to the fund for us to put on the event. And so that helps to offset our costs.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then with that, we then are able to have about 70 seats that we've saved for different community members in our community who couldn't attend a show like that just because of cost or, you know, life happens. And so we're then going to start reaching out to some local nonprofits like the Transition local nonprofit and like the senior center and then give them tickets that they can donate or give away to like their members that would really appreciate that show. Cause it's like, I guess there's a gentleman from Seattle named Jim Page. He's playing the flying, I can't remember their names, but they're called they're like a group of jugglers, and they are also performing, and they've been around for 50 years. And so like they'll like
it's not the Flying Karamazov Brothers.
Yeah.
Is it?
Those
are
guys.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know them?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, they'll be there.
From about 40 years plus.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. They're coming to Sandpoint?
Yeah, they'll be there. So it's just – and it's like a group, a bunch of different artists who come together and find a way to create a really fun, unique experience. And then they also are going to be reaching out to the Music Conservatory to get – those performers to perform with them. So it's just a really cool, so they have an educational arm too. And the Flying Brothers come, how do you say it?
Karamazov
Brothers. They'll like give stuff to people in the audience for them to juggle. And then if the brothers can't juggle it, they then get a pie to the face. So that will be kind of fun too. So that's going to be a really cool show.
Yeah, they are incredible. I can't believe they're actually still around. It was a long time ago.
Well, I think they still got it.
I guarantee
it. Yeah.
That they do. Yeah, I met them in San Francisco long time ago.
Yeah.
That is coming up on June the 10th. Panada.org is where you'll see the entire lineup. We have been talking back and forth the last month about comedian Paul Verzi and super excited for the show, which is June the 8th. Tell us about Paul.
Yeah. So Paul is fresh off of his Netflix special, and he has been touring around the country for the last couple of months. And so he actually has a brother that lives here. So he's going to be staying with his brother and sister-in-law. And then one night while he's here, he's going to be performing stand-up at the Panada.
Yeah, from what I understand, this guy plays all over not only the country, but the globe.
Yeah.
And he chose Sandpoint's Panada Theater. He goes, I want to come here.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I know. And he has a big following here. So he really wants to... everyone, I guess, says like, why don't you come to Idaho? Why aren't you coming to North Idaho or to like this region? And so he's like, fine, I'm doing it, guys. So he's going to be at the Panada on the 8th. So tickets are still on sale. And we have a fun raffle going right now on social media. If you share the post, then you get entered into a raffle for 2 free tickets. So, yeah. And that ends on Monday or Sunday night. Yeah.
That's great.
It's going to be good.
Jim Messina played recently at Panada Theater, and my in-laws were telling me about how much they enjoyed helping backstage, and the show itself was incredible.
Yeah, it was. So he brought the house down. Like from the minute that his crew got there to the minute they left, we just felt like so respected, and they were such a nice group of people. His whole band were so kind and never felt like we were ever intruding on their space. And they were just really great people and super professional. And he cares so much about his sound. Like, he did sound check for like an hour or so, just like doing it. And then
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
And then when he's a sound engineer. So I guess like he has such an ear for it. And then when he started playing, they just did not stop. Like, they just went nonstop. He chatted with the audience, just like funny
stories about songs. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he had this sax player that just like was incredible. Like, I think he was a sax player, and they also in a percussionist too, but it was amazing. Like, people, the one thing that he said to me was, because I made an announcement at the beginning, I'm like, do you want me to say anything? He's like, tell people to get up and dance. Mm. He's like, this space right here, I want it full of people dancing. So tell them to get up here and dance. And so we did. Like, it was packed. Like, the lower front, like that spot right in front of the theater, was full of people dancing. And people were standing up, dancing in their seats. It just was such a good way to kick off summer. It was so much fun. They were incredible. Like, I was blown away by it. So
it's amazing, the music that it's great to see that Panda bringing back music like this. Of course, you have Graham Nash sold out
in
a few minutes, but coming up in July.
Yeah, I think we might get like one or two tickets free for that, like open up, but it's just going to be like two tickets. So it'll go really fast, but we're still not 100% sure on that. And then we have Jeff Tweedy coming too on the 26th of July. And then Richard Thompson, those tickets go on sale tomorrow. And he is this like legendary guitarist mm-hmm. who's going to be doing a solo performance. And I'm amazed by the excitement that people have for this guy.
Yeah.
But I listen to him and I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, he's really, he's written a lot of classics that you don't realize like it was that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wonderful to have bringing that kind of energy back to the Panda Theater stage.
Shout out to Craig from Too Far North Productions. That's our guy. He's our connection.
There you go.
Yeah.
Running out of time here, but I do want to mention, and we'll talk more about it as June unfolds, the Space Point Summer Solstice Sci-Fi Series returns on June the 24th. Like I said, we'll talk more about that. Full draw is on June the 28th,
mm-hmm.
and you have a surprise summer film series on June 14th.
Yes. So,
what is that?
Okay, so we're doing something different. There was a theater historic theater does this. I do not know the name. I forgot. But it's basically you show up to the film. You don't know what it's going to be until the show starts.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. We're giving little hints to people about what it is. And then it's our $5 movie night. So $5 ticket, half off drinks, and dollar popcorn. And all the films are for the whole family. And so this film is being sponsored by Leading Hearts Tattoo Emporium. And then,
no, that was Kenny Loggins jumping in there, if you heard that, because
nice.
I think he heard about Jim Messina and was a little jealous.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know
what happened.
I need to get up there. Well, maybe next summer, if we don't get booked out. Is he still? He's still alive, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay.
He played the festival at Sandpoint.
Oh yeah,
5, 6, 7
okay.
years ago.
And so, Bleeding Hearts Tattoo, they're the ones sponsoring that film, and then we have two more this summer. In July and August.
Great.
Yeah. So they're all surprise films. So you show up and then it starts and then you find out.
Are they a summer theme? Like endless summer?
Sort of summer theme. It's definitely a classic vintage.
Blanket bingo?
No.
Just kidding.
No, not so much like that. It's definitely like a vintage vibe.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But not so much summer. This one definitely is more summer.
Very good. So a really busy month of June at the Panada. And then, in July as well. I usually slow down a little bit in August, but doing a great job. It's great to see the positive energy happening there at our little historic theater. And just so much going on all around Sandpoint these days. We're out of time. Lauren Sanders, thanks for joining us. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And if you want to learn more of what's happening at the Panada, it's easy to remember, panada.org, and it's a great website. It's got everything right there.
Thank you. Yeah. And I just want to give a big shout out to our team of volunteers and
absolutely
all of our board members and, you know, our staff. So couldn't do this without all of you guys. So thank you.
Very good. Well, yeah. I hope you and all those people have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
That's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.